AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Stocks are on the upswing after China's central bank cut a key interest rate to boost growth in order to offset the slowdown in their economy. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
The Chinese authorities are working hard to kind of right the ship. They cut interest rates, reserve requirements. They're using all their tools at their disposal, and they're quite substantive.
Even so, Zandi says people should stand pat when it comes to stock investments right now.
I don't think I'd make any major financial decisions based on ups or downs in this market.
Right now, the Dow is up 344 points. That's a little over 2%. The NASDAQ has gained 146. That's 3.25%. And the S&P 500 is up 44. French prosecutors have formally opened a terror investigation against a 26-year-old suspect in last week's attack on a high-speed train. French prosecutor says Ayub El-Khazani watched a jihadi YouTube video on his cell phone just before the attack. He is expected to be charged with numerous charges, including an attempted terrorism attack. Meanwhile, a fifth man who was badly wounded in that attack also stepped up to stop that. Lori Hintet has more from Paris.
There's a new French-American hero who is emerging in the story of the thwarted attack on the high-speed train. His name is Marc Mougallian, and he and his wife were seated facing each other on the train. She says he saw only the expression on his face and him saying urgently to her, get out, this is serious.
Mougallian was shot in the back as he wrestled with the gunman, the bullet exiting his neck. His wife says he will recover. The Islamic State group has wrecked another ancient site in Syria, posting an online video of the reported explosions.
The Islamic State group released propaganda images showing militants laying explosives in and around and blowing up the 2,000-year-old.
That's the AP's Zina Karame. This is AP Radio News. A new report finds the annual budget deficit will continue to decline. Our Jerry Bodlander tells us more.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is predicting the budget deficit for the fiscal year that ends at the end of next month will be $426 billion. That would be the lowest of the Obama administration and more than 12% less than the CBO estimate of 5 months ago. But the report also contains a warning that the deficit will climb back above $1 trillion in a decade unless lawmakers take some action. Democrats will likely use the report showing continued improvement to rebut GOP claims that spending needs to be curbed. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Consumer confidence rebounds this month to its strongest reading in 7 months after July's sharp decline. Conference Board says consumer confidence increased to 101.5 in August, up more than 10 points from last month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.